With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Breaking the silence he had maintained since leaving office, former President Trump slams his White House successor.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true.
In a speech to conservatives, Trump dismissed rumors he would start a new political party and promised to strengthen and unite the GOP.
We stand up to political correctives, and we reject left-wing lunacy, and in particular, we reject cancel culture.
The former president also used his CPAC appearance to slam the Biden administration and call out by name Republicans who voted to impeach him for inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, close to 4 million doses of the newest COVID vaccine being shipped out this morning.
Johnson & Johnson will deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March and 100 million total by the end of June. The shots are single dose and don't need to be stored in extra cold freezers. The White House is encouraging Americans to take the first shot available to them, regardless of manufacturer.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. A lot of people dealing with a lot of water this morning, flooding prompted by heavy weekend rains, closing numerous roads from Arkansas through parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. Small streams and creeks have risen out of their banks. Many flash flood watches and warnings are up across a wide area. Facing growing criticism from both sides of the political aisle, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo pledging to cooperate with an investigation by the state attorney general's office of the sexual harassment allegations against him. Wall Street stock futures sharply higher. Dow futures up 299 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 155. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. One bicycle rider was killed, and two others are lucky to be alive after being hit by the same car. News for Jax reports St. Johns County Police is saying that overnight yesterday, the car swerved into the bicycle lane on US 1 North. A man died and two women were seriously hurt. All of the victims are from out of state. The family of a Jacksonville football star says they have as little information as anyone about how he died. Louis Nix III was reported missing this past Wednesday. On Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond. And yesterday, Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix started his career at Raines High School, went on to play at Notre Dame, then did stints with both the Houston Texans and the New York Giants before ending up with the Jaguars. Nix was shot this past December at a gas station in Jacksonville, saying afterwards that it was while he was being robbed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
One of America's most respected talk show hosts is here, Dennis Prager, every weekday afternoon from 1 till 3 p.m. on AM 600 and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north right between JTB and Bay Meadows Road. Add an extra 6 minutes, and on I-10 headed east right between Lane and McDuff Avenue, add an extra 4 minutes. The rain's causing everything to slow down, so be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves on to the U.S. Senate. According to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling. And with COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 8:05. Good morning. Just remember the numbers. All right, 904-831-0600. Email address at WBOB.com. All right, let's get to the news. President Trump was at CPAC, said a lot of things out there. We got some clips. He said third party not happening. He's going to stay within the Republican Party.
We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
Here's more. He also said that the elections were rigged and that the crowd started chanting, "You won."
Illegal aliens and dead people are voting and many other horrible things are happening that are too voluminous to even mention, but people know. I mean, it's being studied, and the level of dishonesty is not to be believed. We have a very sick and corrupt electoral process that must be fixed immediately. This election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
Well, wait a second. It was illegal and dead people. I thought it was Dominion voting machines.
Right.
I'm trying to keep up with this one out there. I like this one. This is actually an entertaining comment. He says, "Well, I guess I may have to run again. I'll have to beat him a third time." This is entertaining. I like it.
Actually, as you know, they just lost the White House, but it's one of those things. But who knows?
This is great.
Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
All right, Mike Sinan's on our Newsmaker line, one of my favorites. He is the senior political reporter for FloridaDaily.com. Well, I guess the crowd absorbed it, huh? What do you think?
Well, yeah, the crowd absorbed it, but, you know, is the larger population going to continue to listen to these fraudulent claims that the election was stolen from him? I mean, this stuff has been proven over and over and over. And Donald Trump apparently has proven over and over that, you know, a leopard doesn't change his spots, if you will. I mean, he is still claiming election fraud, despite the fact that, yes, less voters in Detroit than there are registered voters voted. So that's definitely a lie. Dead people did vote, but in such minuscule numbers. I believe the Georgia Secretary of State said they found two dead voters that voted. And the all ballots are always returned to election headquarters, after the election. So, yes, in some of the slower counties in the middle of the night, votes would be returned from where they were counted and sent in to the main hub, the supervisor of elections, if you will. Those ballots would be returned by vehicle in the middle of the night to an election headquarters, even though they've already been counted. So, I mean, these fraud claims have been proven over and over and over to be not true, and it dilutes the rest of the message. Was actually pretty strong.
Yeah,
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I thought his message was dead on there. I want your take on this. You've covered Governor Ryan DeSantis a lot. The CPAC poll shows with Trump. I want you to listen to this clip. With Trump, he gets 55% of the vote. Now, I want to ask you this question. Let me play the clip. Is the glass half full or half empty? Listen to this.
The election were held today. Who would you vote for? And the far and away, the front runner is President Trump with 55% of the vote. And the next is Ron DeSantis getting 21% of the vote.
Now, you take Trump out of the poll. He gets 43%. Kristi Noem, one of my other favorites, South Dakota governor, gets 11%, and Don Jr., 8%. But this is what I'm getting at, because this is where I want to set this up. John Roberts, from host of America Reports on Fox News, was interviewing Karl Rove, and this, I think this is a little bit of spin. You know, we call balls and strikes in the show like you do, Mike. He says that Trump, if you include Trump in the poll with DeSantis and the rest of the crowd, he only gets 55%. That seems to be low, he says. Listen to what, I want to know what you think. Listen to this clip.
I saw the results of the straw poll. I thought it was interesting that former President Trump's approval rating was 97%. 95% said that they wanted him to continue, or the party to continue, his policies. 70% of people said that they wanted to see him run again, but 55% said that they would vote for him. I thought that number might have been higher.
Well, absolutely, bingo. I agree entirely with you. Remember, this is a group that came to this meeting for largely one reason. President Trump was going to be there. This is the truest Trump believers. And for him to only get 55% say he's losing strength because he's not introducing something new, he's losing.
All right, so let me stop right there. Mike, I mean, there were like, what, 10 other people in there. I would assume that because the more people in there, your share of the pie goes down. So is that kind of a little bit of spin? I mean, it wasn't like it was like Trump versus one other with 55%. Then I would say then that would be a lower number. Or was it just pretty much, hey, there was like 18 other people in this poll? No wonder his numbers aren't going to be as high as they should have been.
No, I mean, I think it's a reflection on his leadership style and some real reservations about. And President Trump spent a significant time talking about how well the down ballot Republicans did with him on the ticket. And for him not to win this presidential election, and yet Republicans gained 15 seats in the House. I mean, and that's got to tell you something about how it's not necessarily the message that the Republicans are sending that kept them from winning the president, that it was the presidency, that it was the candidate himself. And it all goes back to leadership style as to why Donald Trump didn't win. I mean, you know, America was weary of the roller coaster that they had been on for 4 years with Donald Trump, where you don't know what's going to be said. You don't know the veracity of what is going to be said on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's why that Joe Biden won, just for the simple fact that he was the normal candidate.
Do you think that I am of the mind, if you take out COVID, 26 million people losing their jobs, 50 million people going on unemployment. By the way, history shows you that if you go back to the days of Carter, anytime you're in a recession or bad economic, the party never, ever wins re-election out there. That's just history out there. Having said that, minus COVID, I'm of the mind, I think Trump would have won this thing 5, 6, 7, 8 points. Do you still think minus COVID, Trump probably would have walked back into the White House? To me, that's going to be an interesting argument that everybody's going to have sooner or later, if you want to talk about, quote, rig elections. I think if you take away COVID, I think he would have won.
Yeah, and also, not only would he have won if you had taken away COVID, if the economy was still flying at the same high level that it was in 2018 and early 2019 as well. I think, and you and I have had this discussion before, if he had simply said over and over and over again, mask up, the vaccine is coming, that he would have also won. I mean, when you take a look at the success that we're having now with lower COVID numbers, and the number of people being vaccinated is now higher than the number of people who have contracted COVID. I mean, clearly the United States is on the right path, and it's mostly the Trump administration's doing in getting the vaccine approved and getting the manufacturers to make it and have it available to the public.
Hey, go ahead.
So, you know, I am of the belief that he would have won had he simply said, mask up, the vaccine is coming.
Mike, you've covered elections overnight. Why did some of the states stop counting? How would you answer that question?
Well, I mean, you know, if your election workers come in at 7 a.m. for the opening of the polls, okay, and you start counting the votes at 7 p.m., and you get to midnight, 1 a.m., you're now talking about, you know, 18 hours that a person has been working, and that's not always, you know, the ideal situation. And then if you look at the states that stopped, a lot of them were the votes that couldn't be counted until all the polls closed. And I think that's an issue that legislatures need to address. We didn't have that problem in Florida. We got our results quickly, and the thing was done in Florida because all of these absentee votes and all the early votes were simply tabulated during that day, and then when 7 o'clock came around and 8 o'clock in the panhandle and all the polls were closed, you just plug those numbers into the system and there your votes are counted. I think that's a worthy election change that other states should
copy. I don't buy into the conspiracy because they all didn't shut down at the same time. Actually, some shut down early. But having said all of that, I think they should have had some backup, like, hey, I got the second string coming in to count the votes. I think that probably would have, you know, at least submitted some sort of like, hey, here's the record. We've done it. There's no conspiracies left and right, you know? So second string, like second shift. So anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's an interesting debate. Mike Sinan, got great articles, man. Former Fox News correspondent, now senior political correspondent for FloridaDaily.com. Good to have you on today, man.
All right. You got it.
All right, man. Nailed it, you know?
Nailed it, yeah. He's, I mean,
brilliant journalist.
He's a little more harder on Trump than I am, but I mean, he's got some interesting points I think that are worth debating out there. So, all right. More coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Yeah, I'm of the mind that if you take away COVID,
yeah,
Trump, even if Trump was more sympathetic, maybe, but
here's the thing that's the debate. How Trump shot himself in the foot. His policies were dead on.
They were great.
It was just the PR management,
yeah,
that we was communicating with, you know, being an anti, you know, masker, you know, and criticizing people for wearing masks. You know, that really rubbed people the wrong way, especially when you look at the polling data that said that most people had confidence in masks.
Yeah.
So now your president's telling you that what you have confidence in is stupid.
Let me just suffice this. I, as a journalist who's covered elections, who's been up late at the polling place,
mm-hmm.
And covering these elections, and boy, I tell you, these things can go all night.
Mm-hmm.
When there are simple simplistics of reason why people don't win. Simplistic, Hillary Clinton lost because of 25 years beating up on her, calling her this, this, and that, and the majority of the Democrats didn't like her. I mean, excuse me. A decent amount of Democrats didn't like her in the Democratic campaign in 2016.
They were being loyal to her husband.
It's like basically. Jeb Bush. Listen, Jeb Bush, phenomenal governor of Florida. Never will get elected again in Florida. But he was a great governor just because we want some new fresh blood. All mm-hmm. right? And that's, you know, but to me, it's simple. The simplicity is there, okay? Not the conspiracy that you can't prove. When 26 million people lose their jobs, when 50 million people go on unemployment, but let's stick with the 26 million. Folks, 50% don't like Trump, 50% like Biden. I'm like, forget that. Let's go to like 1% to 2%. You mean to tell me that Joe Biden won the three states back that Trump should have, you know, never won in 2016 because they're all Democrats, but he won.
Mm-hmm.
He won like by what, 270,000 votes when you count them? You know, Wisconsin, maybe Georgia, maybe right. The other ones. You mean to tell me out of 26 million people, they're just going to give President Trump a free pass because of the economy?
Yeah.
Well, they certainly didn't give it to John McCain. And I didn't blame W for the recession of 2008. Do you think Barack Obama in any typical year would have ever been elected with his associations out there? No. No, and it's not because he's black either. No. All right. And we're going to get to your calls. All of this coming up next right here on Talk Radio. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south just before the Buckman Bridge. Add an extra 6 minutes, and we do have stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north a little before Bay Meadows Road. Add an extra 5 minutes there, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madura brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco. Restaurant Madura in Ponte Vedra. Rue St. Mark in San Marco. Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway. And the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madura brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours.
All right, let's get to these calls. Let's go to Anita. I got a flight. Hey, Anita, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. You're welcome. I know you're
going to want
to say something.
Go ahead.
What's so funny?
No. You know how you say somebody, you say before you say something, go, and by the way, you're welcome. It's a little joke. You did it. It was good timing.
You thanked her for calling in.
No, I thought you meant, thank you. You're welcome for the information you're about to give me. I meant that as a compliment. I like little humor. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't mind laughing. I need a laugh. Okay. So you're going to want me to comment on this, but I'm not going to. But I looked up on the internet. I Googled the CDC report on the flu season in February.
Right.
I would challenge anybody to do that. I'm not going to comment or figure out what's going on. I don't know. But apparently if you do that, you will see that the whole country has minimal amount of flu.
Hey, that is a great point. I've heard a lot of people comment on that. Why is that? What do you think?
You said, I already told you up front I was not going to make my
comment. Okay, never mind. Hold on, Roger, what do you think?
Some people believe it's because people have been wearing masks and washing their hands more often.
Then why is COVID cases going up, which have the same symptoms as flu? Not cases, but going down, but they're still there.
More contagious, maybe.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting that we all have to cover our mouths so we can shut up. I'm learning from Trump. I'm starting to stand up for myself more.
Well, good.
Yes. I'm not going to sit down and just, okay, I did that. I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm learning to be a little bit more bold, especially when there is truth. If it's truth and not a lie, I am going to stand up for it, for myself, whatever.
All right, man. I like you, man. But, hey, Anita, base it with facts. Truth with facts, by the way. Not opinion, but fact. No. When somebody like Roger would joke around, like, before he said, I got something to tell you, and they go, well, you're welcome, because you know you're going to ask them a question, mm-hmm. and you're going to thank them. They're doing it to be a smart aleck, which is funny.
Right.
I meant that Anita's a compliment. I'm like, man, she's having a little fun here. This is good. Throw it back at me. All right, let's go to James. What's up, man?
Morning, Ned. Yeah, can you bring me another dead horse? Because I'd like to beat it. You know, you guys keep talking about Trump losing the election. I think we get it now. But when it comes to the COVID,
right?
I mean, I find it funny because I believe the medical terminology for the flu is actually COVID. COVID-19 means flu virus discovered in 2019, and you have everybody saying that that no one's gotten the flu. And I'm like, well, if you got COVID, technically, don't you have the flu because it's part of it? Because when doctors originally had COVID cases in the hospital, they were saying, well, we need to put them on respirators. They were kind of confused because they didn't know whether it was the flu virus or the strain of 19.
Interesting way you put that, man. I mean, even Dr. Fauci last year talked about it was going to be one of the worst years for the flu.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Dr. Fauci at this point just loves the spotlight.
Yeah.
He's coming up with anything because if it wasn't about him, he wouldn't be on there going, okay, the masks work. Okay, they don't work. Okay, now we need two masks. Maybe we don't need this. Well, now they're coming out with reports that are like, well, the amount of people, well, if you wear glasses, you're less likely to get COVID because your eyes are covered.
Come on.
I'm like, come on, guys. You know, to me, I think it's common sense. If you have a mask, if you go to the hospital, yeah, it makes sense because they throw it away every time they use it.
Yeah. I mean, what about the eyes? By the way, the reason why I continue to beat the dead horse is because the guy that I voted for, President Trump, keeps beating the dead horse. He's the one that brought it up about the election being rigged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm just telling you, we're conservatives, but I have to come on to this show with Roger to rewrite I have to revise their revision of history.
Right, and as responsible broadcasters, we have to have people have confidence in our election systems. We tell people don't vote like some people have done. How is that good for our country?
All right, let's go to Brian. I got about a minute, so here, man, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I'd love to respond to that guy, but got me on the clock. So
I'll give you a minute. Go and respond.
No, I mean, he makes a good point about the communicable disease.
Yes.
The technicality, and I think it's a good point in large, but the technicality is COVID's a coronavirus, which is a cold family, not the influenza, but they're all communicable, so it's a good point. But, hey, I just want to compliment Ron Davis and the good work he did this weekend with the clay shoot. Totally believe in that cause, and I think he makes a great point. The more we get people touching guns, the less they, fearful they are,
right.
And the better we preserve our Second Amendment rights. So,
what'd you think about the food? Good food, huh?
Say again. Oh man, is it Barbecue Barn? Is that the people who donate their time?
Oh, man.
Awesome, man. When they made a call for seconds, I was there. Fat boy was eating.
Boy, it was good. So, well, it was good to see you this weekend.
Good day, good people, good seeing you, man. Have a good
one, Brian. I appreciate it, man.
Man, I missed out on barbecue.
Well, it was good. By the way, Bill Engelbrecht and others like Dr. St. George, and there's, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to list off a round of those this week who sponsored, but Bill Engelbrecht with Florida First Care, Florida First Care sponsored a high school team which does the shooting, and these guys and gals were good, but I threatened them. I said, they're all teenagers. I said, if you guys beat me, you'll never see graduation. So anyway, it's a little joke. No, they did a good job.
And no, everybody's holding a gun. Probably not so smart.
And by the way, these kids didn't walk up wearing a Confederate hat. Some of you have been emailing. No. Clean-cut looking guys and gals did a phenomenal job. Good group of people. So, all right, more coming up next. Always enjoy hearing from you. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with heavy stop-and-go traffic on 95. David, what's going on?
Hey, you got a huge parking lot at the intersection of I-95 northbound and J. Turner Butler.
Thanks, David. Add an extra 6 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. Back up all of your business files easily with CopyFax. Full color is the same low cost as black ink. CopyFax is ideal for anything from in-home office to corporate multi-user. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military. Visit CopyFax.com. That's CopyFax.com.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, a lot more coming up next. A lot of good calls this morning, and we appreciate all the new callers as well. The email address, ed@wbob.com. A lot coming up in the cancel culture. We played a clip. Couple clips from Bill Maher, liberal TV host of Real Time. And one thing that he talks about all the time, which I agree, I mean, he's probably much more in depth. I mean, I follow it. But is, of course, is the political correctness that's going on, especially coming from the far left. But here's the question. Do Republicans do cancel culture as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do they do it?
Stop using the race card. That's probably the most prominent one. let's see.
Stop using the race card. Way.
Get over it. That's kind of in the same category.
No. I mean, a cancel culture, like canceling, like, well, you know what? But I didn't mean to interrupt, Roger. I apologize. I'm thinking, like, well, what is your term? I guess, what is the definition of, I mean, cancel culture could be cancel history as well.
Yeah.
Use the race card? No, I mean, what, cancel culture?
I don't know. I'm just thinking in the very broad sense of political correctness. There is a conservative division, if you want to call it, of political correctness, where they discourage people from keeping their mouths shut. Don't say what I don't want you to say. Don't talk about what I don't want you to talk
Interesting.
About.
Interesting. Maybe, does Roger have a point? Does, and I'm not being ridiculous, I'm being serious here. Is there a cancel culture thing on the conservative aisle? And if there is, I'm not going to deny it. I'm just asking. Well, I mean, I may deny it. Tell me what areas where the conservative aisle wants to see cancel culture. I think there might be a couple. Don't watch this. Don't watch that.
Yeah.
I may just answer my own question. All right. Always enjoy hearing from you. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600 101.1 FM WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former President Trump is slamming his White House successor, saying that Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. Mr. Trump addressing CPAC over the weekend. Close to 4 million doses of the newest COVID vaccine being shipped out this morning. This is the Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccine. Facing growing criticism from both sides of the political aisle, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo pledging to cooperate with an investigation by the state attorney general's office of sexual harassment allegations against him, the allegations made by a couple of former Cuomo aides. A lot of people dealing with floodwaters this morning, flooding prompted by heavy weekend rains closing numerous roads from Arkansas through parts of the Mid-Atlantic. Dow futures up 325 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. A man died after a shootout with police. They responded to a shots fired call Saturday night on Berwick Avenue in Clay County. After taking fire, they fired back. The unnamed man died at the hospital. No one else was hurt. No word yet on how a football star from this area died. Louis Nix III was reported missing last week. This past Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond, and Sunday, Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix played at Raines High School, then Notre Dame, then did stints with the Texans, the Giants, and finally the Jaguars. One bicycle rider was killed, and two others are lucky to be alive after being hit by the same car. News for Jax reports St. Johns County Police is saying that overnight yesterday, the car swerved into the bicycle lane on US 1 North. A man died and two women were seriously hurt. All of the victims are from out of state. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
Now, this White House has an alliance with the activist media to not be covered at all whatsoever under any circumstances. Not what policies they're pushing, not what ideas they're advancing, not what treaties they're trying to negotiate, nothing.
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with heavy stop-and-go traffic on 95. David, what's going on?
Hey, you got a huge parking lot at the intersection of I-95 northbound and J. Turner Butler.
Thanks, David. Add an extra 6 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. According to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling. With COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates. And the COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves on to the U.S. Senate.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some more calls. Let's go to David. David, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. I've kind of canceled some things. I mean, I don't tell nobody what to cancel, but I won't buy Yeti. I won't buy Nike. I won't watch NFL on football on TV. I love football, but yeah. I won't watch the NFL. So, I mean, I'm doing it myself. I don't tell people what to do. They do what they want. But
right.
I got a nephew that works at Nike, and he's told me some of the things they've done out there. The whole culture thing of making them, you know, if you're a white person, then you should be guilty of whatever. And it just makes me crazy. So I won't purchase their products.
Have you gone on social media?
And I have a job and I spend money.
Have you gone on social media and encouraged other people not to watch NFL games or not to buy Coca-Cola?
No, I don't do anything on the computer. I just do my thing. But okay. I don't talk. I mean, I have friends that feel the same way, but no, I don't recommend anybody do that. Do what you know. It's your money. Spend it, you know, how you want to. And if you don't like something somebody's not doing, then just don't spend your money on it.
Yeah,
all.
You, David. So what you're saying is I like your approach. The marketplace decides, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but from what you're telling me, you're not out there like the left calling for you to boycott this and boycott that. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, if you want to wear Nike shoes and you come into my house for a barbecue, that's fine.
Right.
I don't care, but I'm not spending my
hold
money on
no,
Nike
wait a
shoes.
Second. David, hold on.
Ed and I will be there.
Hold on, David. Hold on. Now, David, I got to ask you a fun question. You ready?
Okay.
What if I'm coming in wearing Nike shoes with a Black Lives Matter hat, a T-shirt, and a Biden hat?
Well, you can wear the Biden hat, but you're going to have to change the words on your Black Lives Matter shirt.
I know. I'm messing with you. I'm joking.
Burn, loot, and murder.
I know. I'm joking with you. Yeah. I was just having a little fun with you on that one. So it's I appreciate the call. Yeah, David, to me, is the epitome of what most of us, I think, on the conservative aisle, unlike what happens on the left, you don't like it, guess what? We don't go out and do it. We got better things to do, folks. We got to work, okay? We want to go out and we talk about what we're going to do. We do it at the ballot box and or we do it whether or not we want to patronize your company. We don't go out and tell you to boycott some company.
I have seen, though, conservative posts on social media in the last couple of weeks saying, don't drink Coca-Cola.
I know. That's just... I know. I don't drink it just because I haven't had one over 4 years since I dropped all my weight. And,
right.
You know, I don't drink the sugar. Yeah, I don't call for boycotts out there. I just, listen, I'm not a fan of NPR. I don't say that, well, NPR should be eliminated. No. I just don't think there should be government funding for NPR. The only funding that should come in from government related is if your supervisor of elections comes in or your clerk of courts comes in and says, hey, there's a new update about voting machines or about getting the word out. A voter education, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, and by the way, not a lot of NPR makes its money off of government. I mean, they make a decent, but not the majority
of it. It's just a small percentage. You're absolutely correct.
So I'm not out there telling them, oh, you know, no, I'm just, but the point is that the left is in a hizzy. You guys control everything right now, unless you want more control, which is the goal of every individual to have more control, is that you guys have nothing else better to do and sit around, look up all the schools in Duval County and other areas. Let me look up on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert Jones. Now, I don't know. That name sounds white to me.
Go in the past 15 years or however long Twitter's been around and find every tweet that he said and screen it and then you know, publicly shame them and try to ruin their life.
That name sounds like it might be white privileged.
Yeah.
And next thing you find out that it's the school's named after a black individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. Who thinks of these things? Certainly like Joe Biden here for a second here.
Now, in South Dakota, I provided all of the information that we had to our people. And then I trusted them to make the best decisions for themselves, for their families, and in turn, their communities. We never focused on the case numbers. Instead, we kept our eye on hospital capacity. Now, Dr. Fauci, he told me that on my worst day, I'd have 10,000 patients in the hospital. On our worst day, we had a little over 600. Even in a pandemic, public health policy needs to take into account people's economic and social well-being. Daily needs still need to be met. People need to keep a roof over their heads. They need to feed their families, and they still need purpose.
That's one of my favorite South Dakota governor, conservative Kristi Noem. So put her in. I don't care who's leading the charge. She could be president. DeSantis could be VP. Vice versa. I don't care. Those are my top two favorites for 2024. Fresh, new. And I don't mean this to be
so
rude.
If you'd been
younger blood.
So if you'd been at CPAC, you wouldn't have been part of the 55%, huh?
For Trump, no. I would have voted for DeSantis and Harvey. Actually, I love DeSantis. Ron's done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Ron's done a real good job for Florida.
I probably would have gone DeSantis too.
Yeah, DeSantis. And I admit, I'm prejudiced because he's my governor.
But not a scientific poll. These were only people who were at CPAC. One of DeSantis' biggest constituency groups are African-American moms who send their kids to school choice.
But how do you know all these?
They weren't there.
How do you, even a scientific poll, it tends to be wrong. You know, on that as well, Seth. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Yeah, it's coming up.
Liberals need a stand-your-ground law. For cancel culture. so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing.
Right.
This cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. A society of walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals. Think about everything you've ever texted, emailed, searched for, tweeted, blogged, or said in passing, or now even just witnessed. Someone had a Confederate flag in their dorm room in 1990 and you didn't do anything?
Liberal TV show host Bill Maher from Real Time. He's got an interesting point out there with this. Hold on. This one thing right here that he says with the cancel culture.
They're afraid to share. 80% of Americans, young, old, rich, poor, conservative, liberal, white, minority, all hate the current atmosphere of hypersensitivity. Yeah, everybody hates it, and no one stands up to it.
He's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, when I do debates, I will say, even liberals on the show, I'm not trying, here's a kind of a weird thing. Liberals call into this radio show, I want a conversation. I'm not here to beat them up. I'm not here to call them a bunch of communist sympathizers and a bunch of Nazis, because that's what they call us. The name calling is ridiculous. Well, it's like my papers. Come on, guys. You got to use a better argument. The Nazi reference is getting old. Kind of like on those on the left that want to call it impeachment and call us a bunch of racists. It's getting old. Come up with a new line. All right? I mean, but this is what I'm getting at, is the issue should be stand up against. Listen, I don't have a problem with debating liberals out there, but I'm not going to apologize for conservative views based on facts, not based on what I think is accurate, but you can still do that too. Liberals, for the most part, don't base anything on facts. It's all about feelings. Feelings. Nothing more. Because let me tell you something. If you base things on numbers and facts, you would never vote for Obamacare. You never vote for the minimum wage hike. You wouldn't vote for the stimulus bill the way they got it written right now.
Because they're building bridges to Canada.
Yeah.
Calling it COVID relief.
COVID relief. So when COVID hits, you all go stand on 6 feet apart on the $1.5 million bridge, and there you go. Let the sun beat it down and whatever. I don't know. But you stand up for certain things, but you do it based on principles.
The public transportation system, Caltrain.
Yeah. But what doesn't look credible is when you go up, like you haven't taken a bath for 3 days, and you go in front of a Duval County school board.
I know that guy.
And you start wearing a Trump shirt or a Black Lives Matter shirt, or you start wearing a Confederate hat that talks about Confederate pride, and that's the reason why we don't need to get rid of these. Come on, guys. I understand. I think like the sons and daughters of the Confederate, whatever you call them, they're a bunch of charity groups. They're not out there reliving the war. They do terrible
except
things.
Except when they do their reenactments.
No, and by the way, there are a lot of those and I like the Civil War reenactments.
I've never been to one.
I've seen them done. They're just, they just gather around. It's like, but I don't have a problem with it.
Barbecue afterwards.
The Cancel Culture Club wants to eliminate that. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, really? And I don't. If you don't want to go, don't go. And by the way, don't boycott the hotel or like a Lusty, which is about an hour from here. Some of you, it's an hour and a half, the way I drive. But I'm just saying, why do we want to cancel all this stuff?
Bill Maher said something very interesting in the clip. He says that, people of all stripes, all political persuasions, ethnic groups, they're tired of the current climate of cancel culture. Why is it so effective then? And I think what it is,
young
is
people are leaving it.
It's going. What they do is they target where the money's coming from, and those who are paying the money don't want to deal with the controversy.
He pointed out the polls show that a lot of the young people. one of the gals from not the New York Times. They pointed out that was it Time Magazine? One of the liberals. She says, "Hey, this is one thing where the GOP is actually gaining support from young people. Is this cancel culture out there? Oh, you can't do this, and this is wrong. And what happens if this happens? I mean, oh my word! I was 15, she was 14. I put my arm around her. That's as far as it went. Oh, he must have harassed her. Come on." But what I'm saying is to me, many times, is how the message is approached.
Or she must have harassed me when I was 14.
Yeah. And by the way, that does happen too. they harass me not to bother them anymore. So trust me, Ryan.
I could tell you some stories.
I know. But what I'm saying is it's how you approach the issue. When you start approaching the issue of the school name changing, I guess you could say is a cancel culture. But if you there's a way of promoting this without trying to be offensive from the conservative aisle. And by the way, I'm going to wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. I've actually had people going, I'm going to wear that shirt. I'm like, no, come on, really? Just Go there. Get your point across. You got more credibility out there. Don't come across as a foregone conclusion, you know, by trying to get this. It's just we have so much cancel culture out there. Why don't we just let the marketplace dictate it? Can I ask a question on this whole school changing name? Is it cancel culture? Yeah. I mean, it is part of that. But who's doing it? Is it the marketplace, the parents? I mean, I'm always curious, who is the one or who is the group that brought this up to change all of these names? It's been talked about it before. If you want to change the name after Kirby or whatever,
Kirby Smith.
Kirby, the father of the Ku Klux Klan. I got no problem with that. Yeah.
That would be, who was his name?
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
Forrest.
Yeah, Nathan B.
Nathan B. Forrest.
That's right.
First Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
But if you look at the history of that particular situation, that was pushed back in the Duval County school system back when the courts ordered that the schools be integrated. So they were going to force minority students to attend the Ku Klux Klan High.
I know. Basically. It was more of a, I'm going to put a boot to your rear end, right?
Exactly.
And so what I'm saying is that I have no problem with this, but what is the right argument? Is the argument sit back and say, "Hey guys, we just don't want to be known." That's fine. Then just leave it like, listen, what's the group with Ben Frazier? Northside Coalition. Oh, folks, they honestly believe it's going to heal the community. I'm sorry, I don't buy into that. There are other more credible descriptions of why you think your school name should be changed. I get, hey, it's more popular. Let's say it's we should name it after a popular sports figure that's done good charity in the community. I got no problem with that. But don't act like it's going to, you know, and for those of you from
Tingle High, that's a good one, yeah.
From the Southern Confederacy. Oh, we're not going to, really? I mean, I don't think we should eliminate what happened. Oh, they got a Confederate after their name? There must be a bunch of racists. No, that's not accurate either, folks. Okay? I'm just saying is why don't we have a discussion about this? Instead of acting like it's going to folks, it's not going to improve the grades.
Turn it into a teaching opportunity to help kids understand history better.
Exactly, Roger. Let the marketplace decide. And by the way, I'd love to see a poll on this. Not from Jacksonville, but from the parents of the past and currently that send their kids to school. Do you believe changing the name of your school is a betterment for your local community? And by the way, the way the cancel culture is, they probably all say yes. So they don't get targeted by far-left members of the community. Hmm. Oh, man. All right, more coming up next. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south just before the Buckman Bridge. Add about 4 extra minutes, and we do still have stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east right between Lane Avenue and Stockton Street. Add an extra 7 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
For 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Big love.
Thank you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
It's important to love what you do and who you do it for. And that's easy when you work at American Electrical Contracting. They're always looking for new ways to invest in their employees. This year alone, they've increased employee benefits by 25%, doubled their life insurance policy, and added an extra scheduled holiday. Plus, they offer tuition assistance for higher education. American Electrical Contracting focuses on excellence and professionalism. Pursue excellence personally and professionally at American Electrical Contracting. Hiring now. Call 737-7770. Visit American-Electrical.com. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon.
Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, before I get to Jason, Joe, just this is a great line. I don't drink, folks. I've never liked the taste of it. It's not a religious thing, but I just hate the taste of alcohol. All right? But there was a comment, St. Patty's Day is coming up. What is it, Mark? I don't know.
I don't remember.
So they're talking about. So there was a question. I go, do you think COVID cases will spike because everybody's going to go out to the bars and stuff? And Joe responds. He says, Ed, alcohol kills germs. I said, that's one of the greatest lines I think I've ever heard. That's funny. I love that. Why can't you be more like that every time I email you, Joe? Anyway, all right, I'm joking with you. Let's go to Jason. Hey, Jason, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, Ed and Roger.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Just humorous before I get to my point.
All right.
If you showed up at my house in Nike shoes, a BLM shirt, and a Biden hat, I would want to know if you had any last words since you broke into my house and were not invited.
Hey, you know what? That's you were going okay until the broke in the house. Like,
canceled.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
So I'm going to say something I never thought I would say, and I agree with Bill Maher. You know, his whole point about we've got to stand up to the cancel culture, it has just been recent, just the last couple of years, where a very small contingency has become very noisy. And the non-confrontational American populace has said, you know what, if we placate them, they'll go away. And they haven't. And they don't.
Great point.
And that's the biggest problem, is that they just make a lot of noise to get their way. And when they get their way, they feel empowered and continue to push. And I've seen this in all areas of life and work and everything. We really do have to stand up and say, no, this is ridiculous. You know, I mean, this has been standing for forever. You know, these schools have been named for decades. Why is it now a problem? Did you just now realize that they were white, or that they were, you know, in the Civil War, anything like that? There's just a lot of people who are, you know, making a big fuss about something that really doesn't matter, just to see how much power they can wield.
Jason, I think your comment nails a lot of aspects of life. If you've got, ladies, if you've got a husband, or vice versa, by the way, it happens. I've seen it on, but if you got a husband who's verbally abusive and you don't at least have a, or stand up to it, he's going to become, or you placate it, think it's, okay, well, we'll pass. Guess what? It doesn't. You've got to stand up to it. To your other point, if you got somebody who takes advantage of you, for example, like the liberal left, okay, we'll give them a, remember, for example, the HRO ordinance here. I'm just a great example, because this whole transgender conversation, we give them a little bit. Oh, no. A year later, they want more. Oh, guess what? They're never, ever happy. I understand incrementalism, but sometimes you give it a few years. They're never happy. They always want more. Your point is dead on.
Thank you.
No, I mean, really, it's with anything. Like, well, somebody owes me money, but I'll cut them a break. I mean, that's fine if you want to, but I mean, you know, you let them, if you continuously to give them money to bail them out and they don't learn a lesson.
They begin to expect it.
Thank you. They will still continue to want to be bailed out. The liberal left, Jason is exactly right. If you coddle them and just kind of give in, even on a compromise, they just want more. I'll give you an example. The medical marijuana crowd came in, got their amendments passed in 2016. They wanted to do it another one in 2018, 2020 about full-blown recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming, by the way.
Next thing you know, we're looking like Oregon.
Yeah. The transgender, remember back, I'm using this because, again, it's a hot issue right now. The transgender thing with Obama. That's right. Now, the Title IX money. Now, the women's sports out there. Remember in 2016, now, we're gonna, they talked about, now, we're going to maybe take away some of the federal funding. Because the he's and she's, and by the way, the women are the ones that get hurt the worst with transgender
They're
sports.
The ones complaining, and many of them are liberal women.
By the way, a lot of lesbian women are ticked off.
They do not want to have men, you know, running the same, you know, track team or whatever it is. Go ahead.
No, to your point. And Roger will tell you this, because we covered it back then. Roger will that, okay, fine, let's allow, you know, same-sex marriage, blah, 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 blah. Within a year, within months later, they were talking about bathrooms, gender neutral. And it was like, you thought this was going to happen maybe 5-6 years down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was happening like 5-6 months down the road. And it just...
Another, some guy following your wife or daughter into the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Legally.
And this is a lot from the left. I mean, you ever notice that conservatives, I mean, let's say that they... I'm just telling you based on Florida history. Incrementally, they pass like a parental consent law or whatever. Usually it's about 5 or so many years later before they try to go another area dealing with the abortion. I'm just saying that's the way it's been here. All right? Mm-hmm. Or tax issue. There's an incrementalism, but they give it a few years to see how a lot of this goes. And I'm all for that, by the way, see how the responses are. The liberal left is notorious for this. Uh-oh, we're going to eliminate the Keystone XL pipeline. Oh, and by the way, we're not done with that. The liberal left wants more. And then we're going to force you to get a solar panel job that the marketplace doesn't even support, except the government marketplace. You can even call, that sounds redundant, marketplace and government marketplace, you know? And it's just, you know, like, oh, you see what's going on with the border. Oh, we're telling them they're going to come on over. Now that we're telling them not to come on over, we may keep some of Trump's policies. You do a little bit, next thing you know, they want more. They don't give it time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Folks, sometimes when you get rain, you got to let the water dry. All right? So, 855, good discussion. A lot of good calls this morning, man. I like it. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south just before the Buckman Bridge. Add about 4 extra minutes, and we do still have stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east right between Lane Avenue and Stockton Street. Add an extra 7 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
People who read my newspaper columns or listen to these commentaries know how I love definitions. Here from dictionary.com is the definition of perversion. Any of various means of obtaining sexual gratification that are generally regarded as being abnormal. Now, I wonder how long that definition will remain in our anything-goes culture. The House last week passed a so-called Equal Rights Act that contains protections for many perversions. A man who claims to be a woman has been nominated as an Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. Even Hasbro Toys announced it was doing away with Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. After a torrent of ridicule and rebuke, Hasbro decided to keep them, but create packaging that is gender-neutral. Apparently, they don't want to leave out unmarried couples living together. These are the signposts of countries headed for extinction, as I write in my book, America's Expiration Date. If there's no right and wrong and everyone does what is right in his or her own eyes, where are the boundaries to keep us safe? Ours appear to have gone with the wind. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878, or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, good show today. We got the everything else ready to go coming up next. We got the podcast. That'll be up ready to go in just a little bit. And you can always email me throughout the day at WBOB.com. Hey, I take all sorts of criticisms, and believe me, I'm bulletproof. None of them, don't get offended by this type of stuff. So anyway, If you don't show up on time for like lunch, then I'm offended, right, Roger? So anyway, hey, good show today. Always enjoy hearing from you. Thankful to God every day for the show. Ed and Roger, always enjoy. Again, email me at WBOB.com and we shall be ready to go. Teddy, March 1st already. But we'll be ready to go coming up tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.